Today we are celebrating the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. It's our last Sunday of ordinary times, and next week we start our new liturgical year with the first week of Advent. It's hard to believe, but Advent is just around the corner. And if you notice all the readings from today, they have to deal with the end of time. And what Jesus is sharing with us, that we're all going to go through a judgment. It will be a particular judgment if we die before the second coming, or if we're alive during the second coming, we'll go through a general judgment. And each of us will be judged for the amount of charity in our hearts. That's what we'll be judged on, is how much charity, how much love do we have for God, how much love do we have for our neighbor, and how much love do we have for ourselves. That's what our judgment will be upon our death or resurrection if we're here for the second coming. And the Lord in today's readings is asking that he be the king of our hearts. He's ruler of the universe, creator of the universe, but he also wants to rule in our own lives. And he's asking us to check and balance to see where he is in our life. What priority does he have? Is he here or down here? And it kind of reminds me of this whole COVID situation, because our whole society is turned upside down. But the Lord is still saying to us that he is king. And even in the chaos and the changes in our lives, and some of them will be permanent even once this is all over, but he's telling us that he's still in control, that he still loves us, that he still is in control of what happens, and that we're to trust in him and to keep our eye on him. But he wants us to check our balances to see where he is. And it kind of reminded me of my years when I was in Phoenix, and my mother got sick. She was terminally sick. And at that point in time, it made me step back to see how the pyramid worked. Was God here or here? And unfortunately, at that point in my time, he was down here, and my work and my career was here. Everything revolved around work. And it caused me to step back and see where God was in my life, and I know he was out of kilter. And at times of crisis or difficulty in our lives, even with this COVID, we either turn to God or we turn away from God. And at that moment, I could have turned to God, which I did, or I could have buried my nose in my work and continued to drive straight ahead, never dealing with anything, just driving myself to work. But thank God I turned to the Lord, and I saw where I needed to adjust things at God, family, and then work. And the Lord in today's readings is asking all of us to evaluate in our lives, where is he? And how can we strengthen our relationship with him? Little small ways that we can strengthen our relationships with him. You know, perhaps if we don't go to daily mass, maybe once a week we could make a sacrifice and an effort to come to a daily mass. Or driving in your car, perhaps drive with no music on and use that as a time to pray and to thank God for the blessings of our lives. Or another opportunity we have is starting Tuesday, December 1st. Adoration is coming back after the 12:10 Mass till 7 p.m. to pop in and to thank God for the blessings of your life, but also help him and pray to grow in your relationship with him, to spend time in the quietness where he can speak to your heart. And the Lord also is asking us to love ourselves. You know, we always hear about loving God and neighbor, but we really, before we can love our neighbor, we need to learn to love ourselves. And many of us are harder on ourselves and less forgiving on ourselves than we are of others. And the Lord is asking for us to look on ourselves with the same charity and forgiveness that he has for everyone else, that you look at, to be forgiving of yourself, because we're all a work in progress. We're all becoming. We're all in a state of becoming who Christ has created each of us to be. We're all unique. We all have unique gifts to share with each other to build up the kingdom here. But we all are unique, and he knows that we all fall and fail. But the important thing is that we get up. We get up and try again and again and again. We all say things we regret. We all do things we regret. But the most important thing is that we go to the Lord for forgiveness. And that's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation. And then we come back and we try again. And from loving ourselves, we can then move into loving our neighbor. Because the holidays are coming up, and that can sometimes be a very tense and stressful time for many of us. Most of us have someone that gets under our skin, that knows how to push our buttons, that when we see him come in that door, we're going out that door. And so the Lord is asking us to see him, himself, in each person, to see beneath the faults and the difficulties of that relationship, but to see the goodness of Christ in everyone. And this reminds me of St. Thérèse Lisieux, who is a Carmelite nun a couple hundred years ago in France. And she lived in a community, and in the monastery there was one particular sister she really had a difficult time with loving. She really couldn't stand this particular nun. And so every time she saw this particular nun, she went out of her way to be kind to her. She would do things for her. She would compliment her. She just really went out of her way to be nice to her. And so this other nun kept telling all the other sisters in the community, "She's my best friend." And it made her just shriek and shrill in her skin, because it wasn't. But it taught her to love as Christ loves, to see Christ dwelling in her, and to embrace that and to love that aspect of her. And as we come to the holidays, where it can be stressful, it's good to remind us to see Christ in everyone, to see the goodness that Christ has created in everyone. We all are a diamond in the rough, some more than others, but to see their goodness and to dwell on their goodness will help us to grow in holiness, to help us to live more fulfilling lives where we can see the goodness in each other and build up the kingdom of heaven here on earth.